spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
WWDB 860 AM Philadelphia and WPEN HD2 Burlington, Philadelphia.
Good day, Philadelphia. This is Bishop Luke Radio Hour. Now in the audience, there is Bishop Luke with opening prayer.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For unto thee are due all glory, honor, and to the worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. These weeks we had wonderful events in St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral. We had festival, Pierogi Festival, that attended a lot of people, crowds of people who were eager to taste wonderful homemade pierogi. And this festival was headed by Judy Haney as a director, and she organized a lot of volunteers who came to help her during several months to pinch pierogi and to sell them on this day.
Yeah. Allah, we have special...
Today in the studio, we have a special guest.
Yes. Can you tell the number?
Yes, you can dial us directly 888-329-3306. I repeat, 888-329-3306. This is Bishop Luke Radio Hour. You can call us directly.
Good evening. Нас ми об'явили, що ви є наш гість сьогодні, що ви є прокурор, тричі прокурор України. Ви зробили дуже багато заяв, зараз ви в прямому ефірі. У нас є такі заяви від головнокомандуючого, від Збройних сил. Але в нас питання. Ви все говорили, що ви підтримуєте президента. В чому справа?
Чи я підтримую президента?
Так, Зеленського.
Справа в тому, що я його підтримую тільки в одному питанні.
Одну хвилинку.
Що не можна? Що не можна робити виборів під час воєнного стану?
Ну він це сказав.
Під час війни.
Він це сказав.
Ні, так я ж це до того було. І я сказав, що я його в цьому підтримую.
Одну хвилинку. Зараз ми мусимо, бо нас слухайте, Святослав Михайлович, нас слухає зараз Алла Альберта. Скільки? 49 тисяч слухачів. Алла Альберта, будь ласка, переведіть.
Dear radio listeners, now in direct we have a dialect with the former prosecutor of Ukraine, Святослав Піскун, who's been attending Philadelphia last year, and Bishop asked him a question about the recent speeches by the president of Ukraine about the problematic issues and the speeches that were told by the commander-in-chief of the army. And Svetoslav Mikhailovich, he told that he do supports the president of Ukraine in the issue about that nobody could initiate the elections during war in Ukraine.
Святослав Михайлович, ви підтримуєте президента Зеленського, але у вас багато критики. Хвилинку, перекладіть, Алла. Хвилинку.
Bishop looked...
Почекай. Так.
Правильно. Тому що є питання, пов'язані з корупцією, є питання, пов'язані з невідповідністю законодавства
Одну хвилинку. України. Хвилинку. Алло.
Bishop asked about any critical issues that could be argued, and Святослав Михайлович explained that he supports the president of Ukraine, although there are problematic issues such as corruption and certain inequality.
То ви хочете сказати, що корупція вона працює в адміністрації президента?
Дивіться, ви повинні зрозуміти, що я підтримую тільки там президента, де він робить і говорить, ну хоча б говорить, те, що може принести користь Україні і народу України. Але там, де вони роблять помилки, я їх критикую, незважаючи на те, хто вони і що вони. Коли він казав, що він збирається на вибори, я перший виступив і сказав, що не можна під час війни проводити вибори, тому що це не буде конкурентно дійство, конкурентне, а вводити Україну у політичний розпач ми не маємо права під час війни.
У мене таке враження, що ви просто трампліст.
Я трампіст, да, я знаю. Я Це? За республіканців.
А я проти.
Я навіть проти. Ні, а я покритикував навіть Ленсі Грема, який був Ленсі чи як його Грема,
ага,
який був в Україні і зробив заяву, що в Україні в березні повинні відбутися вибори.
Добре, Одну хвилинку, ми мусимо перекласти.
Dear sirs, so the question that was like a discussion of Bishop Luke with Svetoslav Mikhailovich Peskun about the idea of elections during the war, and Svetoslav Mikhailovich explained that he was especially criticizing this idea when it was just in the beginning proposed or even talked within the presidential circles. Mm-hmm. And he explained that it is unfair and it cannot be provided the due choice between yes. other political forces. So that's why it is not fair to initiate any elections. And Bishop asked him whether he has any political views common to Republicans, and he answered yes, he's a Trumpist. And he also followed the applications and the public speeches of Lenny Graham, who visited Ukraine recently, and who was eager to initiate such an idea about future elections.
Святослав Михайлович, я чув, що ви прилітаєте до Америки. Але з яким меседжем ви можете відкрити?
Я хочу приїхати для того, щоб зустрітися з моїми друзями в Пенсільванії. У мене там багато є друзів.
Ну, у вас не тільки в Пенсільванії, у вас в Вашингтоні, у вас в Вірджинії, в Каліфорнії.
Я їду в Пенсільванію.
Ну, це всі ваші ці юридичні справи.
Я хочу донести до американської спільноти таку тему, що війна не може бути вічною, але вона повинна бути переможною. А для того, щоб зробити перемогу у війні, треба створити систему законів перемоги. Тому що не можна працювати по законам мирного часу, коли кожен день гине сотня українців і йде гаряча фаза війни.
Зупиніться, будь ласка, зупиніться, ми хочемо перекласти це.
Well, it was rather a long conversation, but I will try to summarize that Svetoslav Mikhailovich Peskun, he told that he would like to come really to the United States of America with a message to the friends who he has met in Pennsylvania State, in Washington, Virginia, and California. And Bishop just commented that he has a lot of law cases in these states. So the message from Svetoslav Mikhailovich is to bring these ideas to American people, because the war that is taking place in Ukraine, it is not for always. We need the victory, but this victory must be protected by the necessary system of effective legislation that should draw us toward the victory, because we cannot work according to the legislation that is effective for the peaceful time during the war.
Correct. Святослав Михайлович, питання. Є влада. Хто є опозиція? Це опозиція, це ви?
Ні, я не відношуся до опозиції, тому що я голова спілки юристів. Тобто ми не політична спілка. Ми юридична спілка. Це у вас Bar Association є в Америці.
Є така, я до неї належу, до речі.
Я очолюю Bar Association у Україні. У мене 25 тисяч юристів в Bar Association, в нашій спілці. Тому ми не займаємося політикою, ми займаємося...
Ну це неправда, ну ви вже йдете в політику, вас вже тиснуть, вас нагнітають. Ми вважаємо, що скоро вам заборонять або виїзд, або в'їзд. Це факт, це я вам кажу.
Не заборонять, тому що я говорю правду, а
за правду
ще нікого не заборонили.
в Україні, так? Одну хвилинку зараз перекладемо.
Знаєте, можна пташку закрити в клітку, але це не значить, що пташка перестане співати.
Ай-яй-яй-яй. Алла Альбертна, прошу перекласти.
Dear listeners, in this conversation, Bishop and Svetoslav Mikhailovich Piskun, they try to compare the power and the opposition. So Svetoslav Mikhailovich, he explained that now he heads the union of lawyers in Ukraine that consists of more than 25,000 lawyers. And Bishop asked, well, if you're not involved in politics, so maybe they would not be able to somehow interfere to your entering to the United States of America.
То не розуміємо тоді, Святослав Михайлович, ви говорите 25 тисяч вас юристів. Ви не займаєтеся політикою. Чим ви займаєтеся тоді? Чому, кого ви переслідуєте чи підтримуєте?
Ні, ми даємо рекомендації, ми спільнота.
Кому?
Організація.
Кому?
Ми даємо нашій українській спільноті. Як? Ми випускаємо газету, у нас є телемарафон. Ми працюємо, ми надаємо рекомендації Верховній Раді, надаємо заключення і висновки по проєктах наших законів.
Яких ваших? А які закони? Святослав Михайлович, ви говорите багато. Який закон? Це заборона про Української православної церкви? Це ваш закон?
Ні, це не мій закон.
А що ви думаєте на рахунок цього? Це дуже зараз обговорюється. Алла Альбертна, прошу перекласти.
Another question was about the real activities taken by the law association headed by Svetoslav Mikhailovich Piskun. And he answered that, in fact, they have very fruitful activities, that they provide recommendations as the association to the Ukrainian community. Also, they have a newspaper and their own TV program. Also, they elaborate their recommendations to the Supreme Council of Ukraine. And also, they are capable to provide the conclusions to the deputies.
Висновок щодо заборони церкви, тому що згідно Конституції держава відокремлена від релігії, а релігія відокремлена від держави, і будь-яке втручання заборонено. Скажіть.
Добре, послухайте мене. Ви є прихильник Української православної церкви Київського патріархату. Ваш лідер патріарх, святіший патріарх Філарет. Він пригнічений, принижений, опльований, забутий, і такої ганьби в світі немає.
Не можна казати, що він пригнічений, опльований.
Так, опльований, пригнічений.
Не можна святійшого патріарха оплювати.
А вони так зробили. По-друге,
вони зробили невірно. І прийде час, Господь все розставить на місце.
Добре, одну хвилинку. Алла Альбертна, перекладіть.
Dear listeners, it was very emotional dialogue about the question of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church Kievan Patriarchate as Mikhailo, as Bishop asked about the draft law that was proposed to the Верховна Рада of Ukraine on prohibition of Ukrainian Orthodox Church.
Yes.
And it was important remark from Svetoslav Mikhailovich about that it is not possible to prohibit the church in Ukraine of any origin, because according to the provisions of the Constitution of Ukraine, the state is separated from the church and vice versa. The church is separated from the state, and any interference is prohibited by the Constitution. So firstly, it's breach of constitutional provisions. And secondly, he said that to the remark of Bishop Luke that the Ukrainian Orthodox Church Kievan Patriarchate that is being headed by His Holiness Patriarch Filaret was in fact in a not as a fruitful position. Stanislav Mikhailovich, he answered that it is impossible to somehow lower such a holy person as His Holiness Patriarch Filaret, and they made a mistake when they made such a decision, and God will put everything to their places.
That's correct, Алла Альбертівна. А Святослав Михайлович, тут пряма лінія. І ще раз вам кажу, ви належите до цієї парафії, до Київського патріархату. Коли вже кінець кінців, патріарха почнуть хоч поважати.
Як тільки ми доведемо нашому керівництву держави, що кожна церква в державі має право на незалежне існування, а це буде дуже скоро, почнуть його, не почнуть, а продовжують йому давати шану.
З хвилинку, Алла Альбертівна. Почекайте, бо ви знаєте, Алла Альбертівна.
It was very important question about the Kievan Patriarchate and the respect to His Holiness Patriarch Filaret. And Svetoslav Mikhailovich, he answered that such a person must be highly respected, and not only from the highest persons of the state, but also every church must be respected as an independent institution. And as to the personality of His Holiness Patriarch Filaret, he will be very highly appreciated and respected by a lot of people.
Correct. Святослав Михайлович, добре, закінчення. Останнє питання, я скажу, як ви думаєте, закінчення цієї УПЦ Московського патріархату, вони там, Московський патріархат, я пам'ятаю, вони публікували таблиці, ліпили. В чому проблема? Чому не об'явити свій статус об'єднання патріархату? Що є?
Немає лідера в церкві України.
Немає. Є. Філарет. Філарет.
Слухайте, Філарет є, звичайно, але якби Філарет був лідером незалежної української церкви, то всі церкви були б об'єднані під єдиним прапором Української православної Київського патріархату і прапором держави України.
Добре, то що але тепер треба? Почекайте, але, ви кажете але. Кажіть конкретно, Святослав Михайлович, у нас 2 хвилини. Що для цього потрібно? Ще один собор.
Конкретно треба обрати або висунути нашого святішого патріарха
Згоден. Керівником
патріархів Української церкви. Все.
Чи вас хтось чує в тому плані?
Ніхто мене не чує. У кожного свої думки в голові.
Ну, тоді почують. Коли ви приїдете до Святослав Михайлович, так, перепрошую, Алла Альбертівна, я маю ще для вас одну важливу новину. Алла Альбертівна.
And dear listeners, I'm translating in this dialect. And as you consider, do you think that Ukrainian Orthodox Church of Moscow Patriarchate that was publishing special public tables and was very involved in this transformation, do you consider that the root of the problem could be in that they cannot define their objective legal status as association in Ukraine? What lacks? And Stanislav Mikhailovich, he answered that, in fact, they don't have a real leader in the church except for the Patriarch Filaret. His Holiness could be the unique leader for all Orthodox Christian churches, so that under the guidance of Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Kievan Patriarchate, he could unite Ukrainian Orthodoxy. And Bishop asked, what is really needed for that? Do they need one more assembly for that?
Головою українських церков.
Svetoslav Mikhailovich, he explained that it is necessary to choose His Holiness Filaret as the head.
Святослав Михайлович, тепер в мене є до вас така дуже приємна в прямому ефірі запрошення отримав. Ви запрошені до голови скажіть мені зараз хвилинку, Святослав Михайлович, бо мушу прочитати. Так, так, ви вже знаєте, а прокурорський. Не знаєте, так? Так, ви їдете в Конгрес, ви маєте приватну зустріч із головою Конгресу. Він мені вже написав листа. І ми сьогодні хотіли зв'язатися з нашими друзями. Прошу, пані Алла, перекладіть.
Dear listeners, the another issue discussed by Bishop Luke Skopa and Станіслав Михайлович Піскун was the idea about the way of electing the His Holiness Patriarch's personality to the position of the head of Ukrainian Orthodox Church as a head who's been heading this church for many years. Yes, now he has 94 years old, and he could really unite by his authority and head the council for Ukrainian churches in the future. And Bishop also made remark that Svetoslav Mikhailovich is going to visit the United States of America and the Congress, and he will have his private meeting with the head of the Congress in the United States of America, and they will go together with Bishop Luke of Philadelphia, and they are waiting for this message to be submitted to this authority.
І голова Конгресу, він готовий зустріти не один, а з дружиною. І так, що буду я, він запросив вас і вашу дружину також.
Дякую. Будемо обов'язково.
And, well, another one information that they were invited by the families to come, and Bishop explained that Svetoslav Mikhailovich is invited to visit the Congress and the congressman together with his family and wife.
Слава Ісусу Христу! Святослав Михайлович!
Слава навіки Богу Святому!
Добре!
Навіки слава!
Юрій, роботу, давайте!
Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided, compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older. Valid Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests. Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14-plus passengers buses. Previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is 3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone, 215-660-4975. Thank you.
Preparing for Great Lent also contains important understanding how to forgive our people. Sometimes we cannot ignore or deny that we feel pain. And in this respect, we must remember that Jesus told us to forgive every day, even 7 times, and even 77 times. In his wording, the Prince of Teacher, he said, if your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive him. 7 times, you say. What a lot of times. But now, when Peter came to Jesus and asked how many times he should forgive his brother and whether 7 times was the limit, Jesus said, he was to go on forgiving him until 70 times 7. How many times is that? 490. Why you say, I couldn't keep count of all those times? Of course you couldn't. And Jesus knew that perfectly well when he said it. He doesn't keep account of the number of times he forgives us. And this is what we should learn here on the earth. We should not be judges. We should be forgiven, forgiven to be forgiven by him on our trial. And it is very important during Great Lent to remember all those sins that we made and ask for forgiveness and to be able to forgive people who maybe abused us. We don't know what were their relations, what were their peculiarities of their situation. Maybe they did not want to make them. We are not to judge them. We are to learn to forgive them in order to be forgiven. For children in our Sunday school, we explain that this very, very important understanding of forgiveness lets us to break those stones that sometimes we hide inside of our hearts, and these stones cannot directly provide our communication with God. Sometimes we cannot pray. Sometimes we cannot be so kind to our brothers and sisters. And that's why it is very important to remind of forgiveness. God bless you.
Dear listeners, today we have also a conversation with the safety director of Mercy Fleet Company, Igor Smirnov.
Igor Smirnov,
you
here?
Who is responsible for important issues of protection and safety on the vehicles of the company Mercy Fleet. And he's been really very well known by a lot of volunteers and Ukrainian citizens, Ukrainian refugees who's been applying for the positions of drivers, and it was difficult to comply with the provisions of safety. Mm-hmm. So the question to Mr. Igor Smirnov, it was a special one about modern safety requirements for the vehicles used by Mercy Fleet Company. And now we have another.
No, he's busy.
He cannot. No. Okay, we don't have this anymore, but still thank you very much for your position, for your cooperation, and for your possibility to provide any necessary assistance to Bishop Luke in his activities, especially that are related to food sharing in Philadelphia. And I would like to remind you that every Thursday at 4:30 till 6:30, we continue to share food to every person who needs it in Philadelphia. The food pantry is situated at 10151 Busselton Avenue. You can come there with your friends, with your families, with your neighbors who need additional food and help. Also, there is situated a Northeast Refugee Center. Now it's autumn and winter period, so you can get there additional clothes if you need. And also, as for children, we have additional educational and cultural program realized together with the New World Association, situated at 9857 Busselton Avenue. And Bishop Luke provided the extra space for this childhood program for their special education and cultural development. So we are still enrolling people, children age of 5 to 10 years. So you can come on Saturday from 11 to 2 p.m. to provide your children with additional educational and cultural benefits. And also, I would like to draw your attention to that in Philadelphia, we organized St. Luke Educational Academy for children under age of 6. You can bring them to 10151 Busselton Avenue and receive special educational services, Sunday school program, and also psychological assistance if you need. We have a professional from the New World and Association Andrew Flegel, who proposed his cooperation to help understand what is the level of your current possible depression. If you need any psychological assistance, you can directly refer to him. I repeat, the address is 9857 Busselton Avenue, New World Association, Andrew Flegel.
Yes, Ala, we the last Saturday we have a big festival. How many people? I didn't like
a lot. Last year 15,000. We had 15,000 people in the cathedral, and it was amazing. And this year I was told there were a lot of people, so a lot of pierogi prepared by Ukrainian volunteers, by American community, were sold, and it will really support the fundraising for the Cathedral of St. Nicholas in Philadelphia. It is a wonderful cathedral you need to attend. It is open for you every Sunday, every Saturday. I would like to remind you that we have Sunday services starting at almost 9 o'clock, and Bishop is serving this, and he also provides additional educational activities to the parishioners. And we have Sunday school lessons, and we have dinner after every liturgy organized by the communion and Barbara Latsias as head of sisterhood. Also, I would like to draw your attention to that Vespers are taking place every Saturday at 5 p.m. You can come and enjoy this wonderful Orthodox tradition of church singing.
Allah, I don't understand. You have a lot of energy. Where is this energy for you?
I just ask God to give it to me, and I don't think that I make it by myself. It's really not my forces that make it.
Do you have family? You have daughter?
Yes, I have my daughter, and she's I was informed soon. That she is very eager at her studies of French as a foreign language now, and well, she reached
English?
Certain
she
level.
English?
She was studying English in Ukraine when she was studying at her master degree as a lawyer. She has been studying English during her college, also in law. But now, you know, Ukrainian law in another country is not of special interest, and she is looking for her further realization. She liked to draw very much. She was eager to help some painters.
Okay. Can we switch a little bit French? Do you have Hugo?
Yes, French is my...
Can you speak like little bit the French?
Oui, pourquoi vous me demandez de parler français jusqu'ici? Aujourd'hui, j'avais une étudiante qui est venue d'apprendre anglais dans l'association où je travaille aussi.
Ok,
j'ai mais elle m'a demandé est-ce que je pourrais traduire pour lui.
Oui.
Mes explications que je pose pour les étudiants en russe, pour elle en français, je dis oui. Oui, pourquoi non?
Yeah. Oui. Mais moi, je te perclasse cette scène.
Dear listeners, Bishop was just trying to
explain how
well I know French. Well, I told that today I had a new student who came to the New World Association that has a community studies project with multinational groups of students, and they're coming with the first language that is, for example, French. And she asked me if I could make comments for her translating from English to French so that she could understand more literally what's going on. So, in fact, it is very interesting experience to study in multinational groups. And they are communicating with one another. They unite all Ukraine. They unite all former Soviet republics. And, of course, there are also people who are coming from Latin America, from Mexico.
Allah, okay.
They need additional skills.
Yes, but, you know, listen, my parents speak German and French.
Yes, these are classic languages. We were learning in gymnasia also German, French, but English was the first one for international communication. And now it leads also.
Okay,
so
your father
important.
Talked to my father. Like
in German, yes.
German.
They knew
that's
everyone
true.
Knew German and it was necessary.
French?
I know German.
You know,
maybe I don't practice a
too.
Lot. But
what's going on the French in my family? Well, there's your mom and my mom, correct?
French, it was a demand of my grandmother. She was studying
right,
French
right.
And she had her own church. And she had horses, a lot of horses. And she remembered she was drawn to the
really?
Church by horses.
I know what's coming on. My daughter, she's loved the horses. She will come.
Yes. It's
okay.
Very, very positive emotions. And when you remember your family members. And just this Sunday, I had possibility to help to Father Alexei Kacharai to serve at a new parish in Northeast Philadelphia.
The Father Alexei, I'm so sorry, Allah. Listen, he's coming, he don't understand anything. And he said, Bishop, Unquit SNL.
He is helping you with everything you tell him. He is very responsible, and this is the most important English when you can rely on a person.
Yes,
and I would like just to share this emotion that last Sunday he was had in the Panihida, and Ukrainian people who were standing on their knees while 35-minute service, it was, you know, it was with tears. Because they said, you know, you brought us home to the tradition that we were coming to the church, but we could not find a place to hear that again. And, well, they really were crying. And we understand what a responsible it is as a service, as a service to the community, to help them realize their religious interests and beliefs. So,
right now we have the small... Music.
Yes.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, at St. Nicholas Orthodox Cathedral, we enroll children to Sunday school. We propose studying theological, cultural, historical aspects of Christian values and understanding, learning Christian anthems, Christmas songs, among them Carol of the Bells. Director of Sunday school, Alla Prokopuchtetska, is at your service at 11 o'clock every Sunday. We have three groups of students as to their age and interests. Additionally, we may propose studying English, embroidery, church singing, sightseeing tours. Please call to enroll 267-808-5637. I repeat, 267-808-5637. God bless you. Dear listeners, we are often asked how people pray and what are the rules. I found interesting material about how to pray based on Lord's Prayer example. Many of the people who listened to Jesus didn't know how to pray. Some of them had never prayed in all their lives. This was the cause of their sorrows, their worries, their failures. Jesus knew that. So he tried to get them to think of God as their friend and to talk to him as to one who loved them and was interested in them. How could they live the good life and walk God's better way if they never asked him for help? Jesus prayed much himself. Sometimes he would spend a whole night in prayer, talking with his heavenly Father and seeking help for the great work he had come to the earth to do. Once, when he looked up from praying, he found some of his disciples standing by watching him. They had been listening to his simple, beautiful words as he talked with his Father, and they wished they could pray like that. "Lord, teach us to pray," they said, and Jesus was pleased. He had hoped that they would ask that question. Now he could tell them the secret of prayer and they would listen and remember. First of all, he said, they should not pray just so other people would think they were good and at that. Long, loud prayers in public to be seen of men aren't prayers at all. They don't reach heaven. God doesn't hear them. When you pray, he said, go into your room and shut the door. Prayer is something very private, just between you and God. And when you pray, he said, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. Don't feel you must keep saying the same words over and over. Just talk as you would talk to a friend. Then he taught them the little prayer that has become known to millions upon millions of people all over the world as the Lord's Prayer. From the first word to the last, it is the perfect prayer. It turns our thoughts heavenward. It makes us think of God, His holiness, His kingdom, His power, His glory, and all it asks for ourselves is our daily bread, a forgiven spirit, and strength to overcome evil. There is not a single selfish request, for even those that mention our needs are for the glory of God and the helping for a word of his plans for his kingdom of love. We should learn this prayer and say it often, yet it is not the only prayer we should pray, for God is our friend, and he wants us to tell him all that is in our hearts. How much we love him, how earnestly we want to please him, how much we need his help to do what is good and true and right, and how eagerly we want to serve him all the days of our lives. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, dear listeners, I would like to read for you the material about rules how to forgive a person who could make a sin and how to react at that. For example, when your brother or your sister tease you a lot, do you feel sometimes that you cannot take anymore? What would Jesus do if he were in your place? Let's ask the Prince of Teachers and see what he says. Listen, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repeats, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times and says, I repent, you must forgive him.
7 times, you
what a lot of times. But no, when Peter came to Jesus and asked how many times he should forgive his brother and whether 7 times was the limit, Jesus said he was to go on forgiving him until 70 times 7. How many times is that? 490. Why, you say? I couldn't keep count of all those times. Of course you couldn't. And Jesus knew that perfectly well when he said it. He doesn't keep account of the number of times he forgives us. 490 times would mean once a day for more than a year. Have you ever tried forgiving anybody that many times? If not, and you are feeling angry with somebody right now, get a notebook and pencil and start writing. First, put down all the things this somebody has done to upset you. Next, write forgiven across the list. Then put a check mark beside that precious word. Every time you tell the person you forgive him when he annoys you again. But the time you have made 20 or 30 checks marks that somebody will probably be your best friend. Try it and see. Even the meanest people
can't resist pure love like that. Forgiving is part of God's better way, the way of love which Jesus came from heaven to reveal to us. Forgiving someone over and over again, 50 times, 100 times, 490 times, is love in action. Love at its best and grandest. Love reaching out to another heart with all its healing, winning power. We can never hope to belong to Christ's kingdom of love if we don't know how to forgive people who do us wrong. He couldn't afford to let us in. We'd be having trouble with somebody in no time at all. Forgive us as we forgive. We pray every time we say the Lord's Prayer, but how do we forgive? Just a little bit? Just once now and then? Just when we feel in the right mood? We wouldn't want God to forgive us like that. No, Jesus wants us to be so full of His love that a forgiven spirit will come naturally. We will never take offense, no matter what anybody says or does to us. We will go on loving Him just the same. So important is this, that we have this forgiven spirit in our hearts, that Jesus said that if we take a gift to church and on getting there remember that a brother is upset with us for some reason or other, we are to forget the gift and find the brother. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift, he said. To Jesus, a loving, forgiven spirit is much more important than money. He would far rather make peace with an old enemy than give a big donation.
Make the Healthy by Nature Show your ticket to feeling great.